بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین محمد رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. فما بعد، مائی برادر اینڈ سسٹرز، اٹس اے ویری گڈ آئیڈیا فرام ٹائم ٹو ٹائم ٹو گو بیک ٹو دا فنڈامنٹلز آف آور بلیف، فنڈامنٹلز آف our relationships, fundamentals of our competence in terms of our careers and all of that. It's a very good thing to do that, because it helps us to put things in perspective and decide for ourselves where we are. So let's try and do that as far as Islam is concerned. The basic fundamental principle of Islam is to define Islam itself. What is Islam? Islam is that religion which was brought to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is true that Islam is the original religion. Islam is the religion that came from Adam alayhi salam all the way to the last of the messengers, last of the prophets, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as far as we are concerned, we did not see Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam didn't speak to us. We know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as far as we are concerned, Islam is what Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. So what did he teach us? And this is what I mean by understanding the principles, the fundamentals. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us the basic first principle of Islam, which is Tawheed. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is the fundamental principle. This is the basic place where it starts. This is the gateway to Jannah. This is the key which opens the door, which takes us from the fire into Jannah. This is the door which saves us. This is the safety hatch. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that now that He has admitted us in it, never to reject and evict us from this beautiful place. This is the fundamental principle, that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah is worthy of worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in His khudrat, in every aspect that relates to Him. He is the only Khaliq, the only Malik, the only Raziq, the only Hakim. He is the only creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the only creator of all the Ashya wal Ahwal, of all the things and all the conditions that we may ever face in this world or the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator of every single thing. Whatever we see as good or bad, the creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say whatever we see, because it's not that the thing itself is good or bad, that's how it appears to us. And you know and I know that many times things appear to us as being good, but they are actually evil, they're actually bad. And vice versa, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, He said that وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا فَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it is possible that you dislike something but it's good for you, and it's possible that you like something but it's bad for you, and Allah knows and you do not, and you do not know. So this is a very important principle to remember. Now, therefore, that's the first principle, which is the Kalima Shahada, which brings us into Islam. The second principle is that this Kalima Shahada, it is not sufficient only to believe it, and it's not sufficient only to speak it. It is essential also to act on it. And the acting of the Kalima Shahada, to act on the Kalima Shahada means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then therefore showed us, is to do two things. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَآتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, and establish a salah and give zakat and obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may receive mercy from Allah. Now this establishes for us two principles. One is that when I said La ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, when the time for salah comes, I worship Allah. That is my proof that I believe in La ilaha illallah. If I do not worship Allah when the time for salah comes, then there is no evidence that I actually believe in La ilaha illallah. Right? Now what about the second part of the kalima? Kalima thani, two kalimas. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Now this is not just a statement of information that I am telling you. It is a statement of a taluk. It's a statement of a connection. And that connection, when I am saying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, I am saying that his message came to me, I believe that message, and I follow that message. Now, how does that manifest in the establishment of salah? It manifests by the fact that Allah told me that only Allah is worthy of worship, and I believe, so therefore I worship only Allah. Allah said, "Wa aqimu salah," so I establish salah. But how is that to be done? What is the method? That method is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, where he said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." He said, "Pray as you have seen me pray." So when I am saying ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I am making a statement, and then I am proving that statement. I am producing evidence about my belief in that statement before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by establishing salah. Allah said, aqimus salah. He said, establish salah. I said, only Allah is worthy of worship. So when the time for worship comes, I worship Allah. How do I worship? What is the form of that worship? What must I say in it? What must I not say in it? What are the boundaries of that worship? How do I enter it? How do I exit it? While I am in that state, how should I behave? What makes me, what must I do to prepare, to ready myself for that worship, which refers to all the usul of tahara, wudu and ghusl and so on. All of these things, who taught me? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." He said, "Pray as you have seen me pray." So alhamdulillah, I follow that, and I say, alhamdulillah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me how to pray, and therefore I pray. And that is the manifestation, the proof of the second part of the kalima, which is ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Right? That is the reason why the salah is so important. And this is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah, faman aradaha faqad kafara." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the ahad, the boundary, the differentiator, the covenant, the promise between them and us, them is people who are not Muslim, us is Muslim. He said that boundary, the covenant, the ahad between them and us is salah. فَمَنْ أَرَضَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرَ. The one who has rejected it, the one who has denied it, the one who refuses to pray, has committed kufr, has denied, has left Islam. And that is the reason, and this is something on which all the Sahaba were collectively agreed upon, that the one who deliberately leaves salah, There are different interpretations of what is the meaning of leaving salah. I won't go into all that here, but the fact remains that the one who deliberately does not pray, he knows salah is fard, but he does not pray, has committed kufr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this. We ask Allah to make us firm on the kalima, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to become those who will be counted among the musalloon, among those people who established salah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الرحيم.